Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, The Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Ephraim Salam joining us at the bottom of the hour. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you on this Trash Talking Tuesday?
I am doing excellent. And speaking of Trash Talking Tuesday, who you trashing?
You'll be surprised, but I'm not trashing the New York Metropolitan. So I'll just tell you that. We'll get into
that. That's your team, right?
Well, I grew up. I don't root for anybody anymore, I grew up. I don't care what you say. I grew up. A Mets fan, of course. I grew up in Queens. I used to go to Shea Stadium, all that stuff. When I started professionally is when I let it go. And I was very lucky, Chris, I'll say that, because my childhood team won my first year being a professional in 1986.
So and that you kinda, weren't rooting for him. Wow.
So that kind of let me become a reporter and no longer a fan. I'm okay. Just saying. It was a great thing. But I will say this. Countdown continues. I'm on my way to Birmingham, Alabama for the first time in my life. Chris, tonight on the red eye, I'm heading down south. Tonight. And the NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists Convention, convenes, starts tomorrow. And on Friday, I'll be inducted into the NABJ Hall of Fame. Definitely an honor and a thrill. And I'm excited about it. So just want to say I'll be off for the next few days, and that's where I'll be. And hopefully you guys will have your thoughts and prayers with me down there in Alabama.
Congratulations. Very well deserved. We here at the iCouple are all proud of you. And that's awesome, man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. You know that.
Absolutely. All right, let's introduce the crew and get it started. USC Chris is in for the ever vacationing Alex Tyson, although he is working.
Of course, one of my former students, USC Chris. We go way back, yes.
Yes. Isaac Lohenkron, you just heard him. He's on
Isaac and I used to do the Chargers post-game and pre-game show, Isaac and I. So we got a relationship. Okay, who else?
Robert Guerra, super producer Rob G.
Rob G and I, we've been friends long before I came on this show. I used to be a caller to Ben Maller's show late at night. Rob G used to answer the call. Of course not, Chris. Come on.
I was like, what?
Chris is like, how come I didn't know that, right?
No. I was just like, you calling in shows at 2 a.m. in the morning?
No, that was not me.
Wow. All right. And, of course, on social media, our man, Elijah Sibunya.
No story with Elijah. He's just my man. That guy's as good as it gets. There you go.
All right. There we go. All right, Rob. Well, we started off talking about the Mets, a little bit at least, and your childhood team that you rooted for. They went for it this year, and it went south. It just wasn't good. They spent all that money. Brought in Max Scherzer, brought in Justin Verlander, gave him $86 million 2 year, $86 million contract or something like that. But they went for it and failed miserably, and they're in fourth place in the NL East, about close to 20 games back on the Atlanta Braves, the leaders. They weren't gonna make the wild card, and so they became sellers, Rob. And they made four trades. Of course, Scherzer and Verlander, the big ones. Verlander, they're sending back to the Houston Astros, where he has won two World Series already, and looks like he has a good chance for a third, as they're playing some good baseball and they'll be in the postseason. So, Rob, a disappointing situation for New Yorkers who root for the Mets. Where are you at on this?
Chris, I got two things. And people, Mets fans, and have a right to be angry and disappointed and, bummed out that here we are August 1st, and they're sellers and they're not going to the postseason. This is a team that won 101 games last year, Chris. And returned a lot of the same players. The only big change was that they added Justin Verlander, who was the comeback player of the year and the American League Cy Young Award winner. That's who they added. So you can be mad, and I hear people, the Mets learn you guys can't spend money. I get it. Highest payroll in the history of baseball, Chris. Guilty as charged, the New York Mets. But Steve Cohen, of course, who is the Mets owner, who's like a billionaire three or four times over, who grew up on Long Island and grew up as a Mets fan and all that and wants his team to win, and I love all that. I'm not going to beat him up because he went out and he tried to add to a pitching staff with a Justin Verlander who pitched very well last year. Remember, he was off the year before, Chris, so it wasn't like, he's old and this and that. Well, you thought with the injury and rehab, he missed a year. But anyway,
he's been pitching well lately too.
Yeah, and he has been pitching well.
He's been pitching very well.
It didn't work. It just for whatever reason, guys didn't hit. The pitching didn't work. Scherzer and Verlander, both older pitchers. I guess they rolled the dice, Chris, with older pitchers. The Mets did have Marcus Stroman, who was having a great year for the Cubs, and from the Phillies, Taijuan Walker, Chris, who has the most wins in the National League, right? They had both of those guys, younger pitchers, but they chose for the more experienced guys and the guys who have pitched in the big games and been to the World Series and whatnot. And guess what? It was an epic fail, but I'm never going to be mad at an owner trying to win a World Series. And that's what he's done. The Mets have won two World Series, 1969 and 1986. This guy thought if he secured, remember, he's got money. He's out there trying to build a team, and it just failed. But here's the big part. I admire and I respect that they didn't stand pat, Chris, trying to save face like, oh, no, we're not trading Verlander. We're not trading Scherzer. We'll reload for next year. They just said, you know what? This didn't work. It's probably not going to work as they get a year older. So we're going to cut bait, get whatever we can get, and move forward. So, you know, yeah, the Scherzer's Mets tribe.
Scherzer's saying that they're not even going to be, trying to win. Obviously, you try to win the games. But that they're rebuilding for not just next year, but the year after. Like, they understand that, you know, this is going to be a process and that they're rebuilding for further down the road.
I don't know if you can rebuild that far down the road in New York, Chris. People could say whatever. They strip down a team and beat the Pittsburgh Pirates and stink for 6 or 8 years. I don't know if you could do that in that market.
A good point.
I just don't think that that's really real. And now once you've gotten rid of those guys, is it Shohei Ohtani? Do you go all in on him to make a splash? They tried, so I'm not going to beat them over the head. It failed. It failed miserably. But I'm not mad at them for trying, and I'm glad that they bailed when they did, because that's the right thing to do.
I got to be honest. I agree.
Do you?
I agree. Because they went for it, and if they had stubbornly tried to get back in the postseason race and came up short, which they likely would have done,
right?
And now you're stuck with these contracts, you know, what's going to happen next year? And so they quickly – I do agree as well that I would be trying to win next year. And you don't always need the big names, Rob.
No.
To win. You know, they got some good young prospects. I don't know how soon those guys will contribute, but they got some good young prospects. But, I don't know. I mean, you can never count them out with the big spending owner of the Ohtani situation, but I doubt – that they get him. They may not even go for him. But he's looking to win. They don't look right now like a team you would think is going to win.
I agree with that. Like what happened this year does not help them in the Ohtani sweepstakes.
And I'll say this too, Rob. I don't know what are they possibly thinking about. I mean, obviously not this year, but I would keep Pete Alonso. I mean, I would not be looking to move him. Obviously, again, that would be in the future. But he's one of the draws with his big bat, with the home runs. And so that speaks to kind of – he's only 28. He could be there for a long time. When you do get good again, if he could stay healthy, I think he's a keeper. You know, unless
he's
hurt or something like that.
Chris, a tweet's out there from Bob Nightingale – the fine baseball columnist from USA Today, one of the best in the business. He's already tweeted out there, Chris, that they're out of the Ohtani sweepstakes.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, he's already put that out there. So that's
just
not going to be in there.
Just because they don't want to spend or?
After that bloodbath, money-wise.
Maybe just the fact that Ohtani wouldn't consider me anyway.
Yeah, not in the state that they're in. I think that's why. Because you might as well stay with the Angels if you're going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we had Alex Curry on last week who talked about him liking the West Coast anyway.
Right.
So if he
closer
does
to Japan
east,
and everything,
yeah.
Right.
If he comes east, it's going to be to win, which means the Yankees. And so yeah, I that makes all the sense in the world that they're out of this. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you agree with the Mets being sellers and basically, emptying the vault as far as the money? But here's the thing, Rob. They still got to pay $35 million of the $53 million left on, or $58 million, I think, left on Verlander's contract.
Yeah, but then they get out of it, I think, for next year, right? It's just the rest.
No, they're paying some next year. And
this
if it vets, vests in 2025, they got to pay some of that, like wow. $17 million of that. Yeah, it's that is tough. And, you know, that makes you wonder, wow, did they save enough money? But they did get some prospects.
Well, you get players, and that's why, Chris, yeah. Right, that's why you do it.
Two of the top prospects for the Astros. So hopefully that'll pan out for him. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you agree that the Mets did the right thing with the ship sinking by becoming sellers and trading two of their big-name future Hall of Fame prospects, or should they have gone for it and stayed the course? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful, a beautiful, a splendid thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Mets throwing in the towel and selling away some of their top players at this deadline.
All right, Chris, let's start with Robert in Queens. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
Oh, what's up, guys? Love you guys, man. How y'all doing, brother?
Doing great. Doing?
You're great, man.
Where are you in Queens? Queens is a big place.
Jamaica. I'm in Jamaica, man. Jamaica, brother.
Just like me. All right.
We both very familiar with Jamaica.
With Jamaica, definitely, Queens. Man. Yes.
I mean, I'm a big time Yankee fan. I'm annoyed with the Mets.
Why is that?
You gotta run it back. I mean, after you pay all that money, you gotta run it back at least more than a half the season. You gotta run it back because you chalk it up as a loss this season, and you run it back next season with all the superstar talent they have. You got a shot next season. You just don't. I just don't understand you just unloading like that. Everybody.
I don't know. Well, you know what? Here's my argument here, Robert, against what you're saying, okay. Chris. These are 40-year-old pitchers. Like, they don't get better as they get older.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's why the Astros weren't in on Verlander. He just won a World Series with Cy Young, right?
Yep.
But they'll take him now at a discounted rate. Do you see? They're interested now.
For them, it's a great deal. Now, they did give up their prospects, but they're like, you know, talk about the Mets, we're going for it now. They're like, look, this is our window.
Right, have a chance to win.
Yeah, you can't, you know, that first championship was, what, 2017? Of course, that's the one that should be vacated as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know, you can't call them a dynasty, right? Because they could have three if they win this one, but it's over, what, 6 years?
Yeah, but right. They wouldn't be a dynasty.
When they haven't won it, they've been right there.
And they're right here again, Chris, and they're in the mix. I think they're a game out coming into tonight in the West, in the AL West. So why not? If you're them, try to go for it. You don't know how long you're going to have this window,
I
and before you know it, it's closed.
Yep.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, man. My brother's behind the board. I think this is a horrible move by the Mets, man. You're basically paying my man's salary to go win for another team. And on top of that, the issue in New York isn't really the pitching. I mean, granted, they haven't been great as two Asian pitchers. If you follow MLBBro.com, you already know how my man JR felt about that acquisition in the offseason. But their offense, 20th in batting average, 19th in home runs. That's with Pete Alonso, 26th in hits. If they would have became buyers and went after some bats, who knows what this second half of the season would have looked like. Instead, they're waving the white flag, and it reminds me what the Brooklyn Nets did when they took those Asian superstars from Boston and ended up paying teams to take them back, man. Just a bad look by the New York Mets.
That's a good comparison.
It doesn't look good paying them. The fact that they're basically paying Verlander's salary. I mean, that definitely doesn't make you feel good. But again, they got two prospects who are supposed to be good. Now, we'll see. I mean, Drew Gilbert, this outfielder, was the top prospects in the Astros system. And we know they know what they're doing down there. So if he turns out to be something special, then Ryan Clifford is their fourth-ranked guy. So that's what we said. That's what it was for, to get some young prospects. Now, if they turn out to be bad players or never pan out, it's going to hurt badly that you're paying basically Verlander's salary while he plays in Houston.
Right. But you got something for it, and that's what makes it worthwhile because, you know, you need players, and they need players, and they're just too far out. And Sean talked about the offense, Chris. This is a team that won 101 games. So last year might have been an anomaly. You know what I mean? Like, it just – that wasn't real. And because you add Verlander, you think it would be better, don't you think?
Well, sometimes sometimes in baseball, you know, a team comes out of nowhere and has a great year, and it doesn't last, you know. But to Sean's point, maybe that could have been the Mets next year, you know.
Yeah,
but I get it. I mean, like I said, they're going for young players, young guns, and, you know, we'll see how it works out. All right, we got Ephraim Salaam around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar. Our man, Ephraim Salaam. What up,
man? Hey, Ephraim.
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing?
You just heard that story about an Ohio State player with gambling involved. You heard that?
No, what happened?
Okay, this story. Oh, it was Iowa State. Okay, forget it. I thought it was Ohio State. Sorry about that. Okay, let's go. Because I was going to say I was thinking, but Art Schleister. You remember that name with Ohio State? Was a quarterback, and he had all kinds of gambling problems. He just couldn't stop gambling. I thought it was Ohio State. All right, let's go.
Ephraim, before we get to the NFL, I'm assuming, I don't know if we've ever talked about it. Maybe we have, but that you're a boxing fan. Did you watch that fight Saturday night, Spence Crawford?
Was it a fight? Was it? I mean, it looked like a beating. It looked like a real life beating, man. Like it was hard to watch. I'm a combat sport fan, and that was hard to watch, man. Seriously.
Chris and I were so close, we got blood on us. You know what I mean? It was that bloody,
and it wasn't Crawford's blood. It wasn't any of his blood flying. I gotta be honest. You know, there are some people have wondered, you know, should Spence maybe hang him up? And not that he can't fight anymore, but just the beating he took and then that car accident. Now people are tying it, and I don't know if it had anything to do with the car accident, but some people are saying he just, you know, he looked the same in the previous fights, but I think Crawford is so much better. What I will say is this. There really is no need for a rematch. And no. I think Spence...
Money will
anything,
make a rematch.
He'll
money.
Do it for the money, and so will Crawford. But I think Spence would be better off if he keeps fighting to have some tune-ups. Maybe a Keith Thurman who, you know, I think, you know, maybe wouldn't beat Thurman because his confidence is going to be shaken too. But maybe have a few tune-ups, try to get his confidence back before stepping in with Crawford again. But I think a rematch would be the same thing, Ephraim.
Look, I'll never be one to tell a fighter when to hang them up and what they should do with their career because I've never been a boxer. I've never been hit in the face. I've never hit someone in the face. What I will say is at a certain point, you do have to walk away from something you love, especially when your body, your mind is telling you it's time to walk away. Us as professional athletes who've reached the highest level, it's hard for us to come to terms with that, and especially for a fighter, because after it heals up and you're laying there and everything's all gravy and you feel like yourself again, that itch will always be there. Why do you see so many great fighters come back out of retirement just for one more go at it? And, you know, what I'll say is at a certain point, your physical and mental health has to take precedent over your pride, your ego, and money. And, you know, it looked so bad. Spence looked so bad. He was beaten so bad. It made me feel like his faculties weren't all there.
Right.
He couldn't get out of the way of anything.
He got hit with 50% of Crawford's punches. Think about
it. That is crazy, man. For Spence, who's been at that level for that long. I mean, that's mind-blowing when you think about it.
Right.
And so I just... you know, I pray for him. I hope he makes the right decision for him, himself, his family, his health. But I wouldn't want to see a rematch. I don't think there's any clamoring for a rematch.
I think there'll be a rematch because of money. Very seldom do you see a one and done with a guy like that who was undefeated and had an impressive resume. And I would be stunned if they never fought again.
I think they could fight again way, way down the line. I just think if I'm his handlers, I don't think it makes sense to throw him back in there in December is what's been thrown out.
Oh, no. If I'm Spence and I've rattled off four impressive wins the next, you know, 2 years, and then you want to go back at it, Crawford's still at the top of his game, then that's a different conversation. But to go back in there a couple months from now, now we're talking about, man, this dude can get killed in there. That's how bad it looks.
Yeah, he took a lot of punishment, man. Teddy Atlas say he would have been better off just like a one-punch knockout. You know, he gets caught with something because he took punishment for eight straight rounds.
Eight straight, though. Like, in the seventh, the corner should have been like, all right, man, we're going to regroup on the next one. right? We're going to save your life tonight, and we're going to regroup on the next one. But it went two more rounds, and it just didn't get any better.
Nah.
I mean, the man almost knocked him off the ropes at the end of the seventh round. Like, wait a minute.
Right.
From this time of year, training camp in the NFL.
Oof, anxiety.
I was going to say, I know it's not exciting. How did you get through, like, just the idea? I mean, it's hot out there. And obviously they don't practice like they used to. It used to be really, really two-a-days and all that kind of stuff. But just this time of the year, August, your training camp, ready for some preseason games, ready for the season start. What's the mentality there, just not to get hurt?
Well, you want to get yourself in football shape. That's the number one thing. No matter what you've done this offseason, it won't prepare you to play football. That's why it's hard to be sitting on the shelf and then come in and play. Because it's so much that goes into being ready to play football and getting your body ready for the rigors of football. You know, it was a difficult thing going into training camp. What I do was in July, right before we went to camp, early July, I would go on the best trip ever, whether it be prior to my family, with my boys, or, you know, some ladies, anything like that. And then with my family, we go on a family vacation just so I can have something to hold on to when I'm in training camp, right? You need something that you can pull on those dog days. And like you said, back in, you know, my day, I hate to sound like an old folk.
Right.
But back in my day, no, it was real training
camp. Embrace what you are, man. You old.
I am. 2 days, full pads. You know, we would go off to Furman University or Northern Iowa University or something like that, or Northern Colorado University, whatever it was to make you uncomfortable. It was very hot. It was aggressive. Your body was breaking down, all in the guise of being ready for preseason and training camps back then. I mean, in the regular season, because we actually played in preseason. So, look, today it's easy. It's not a lot of contact. It's more a mental approach to the game, which I think bodes well for the players moving forward. I think that's something that that the league has done to, you know, for the longevity of players and for their life after football. So I'm all for that. I'm not one of those guys like, oh, they don't know how to play. No, I think sports should evolve, right? You can't clothesline somebody in basketball anymore, right?
Right.
They don't want you throwing at batters in baseball.
You can't headhunt. You can't headhunt. Right.
Right. Like, so I think the evolution of sport is important for the longevity of those athletes.
Hey, let me ask you about Jim Irsay and the Colts and the situation they have going with Jonathan Taylor. To me, Ephraim, the owner just sounded a little. He threw gasoline on the fire. He was a little crass about it. Hey, nobody cares. It's the NFL. They'll just go on without you. Nobody cares if Jonathan Taylor or I die tomorrow. What did you make of that? I just thought it was very weird for a guy to want to play for a guy like that who could totally dismiss him as if he's an interchangeable part and nothing matters.
Well, I thought it was a situation where it was uncalled for. It's true, right? We all know that. But as an owner of an organization, as someone who decides, a player's future and so on and so forth, I just thought it was the wrong time, wrong place. I mean, you don't say things like that. You want to talk about workers' morale and
right
and things like all that starts from the top down, and the owner is the top. So if you have an owner that really doesn't care about you. If you have an owner that really doesn't, it can't relate to you or have compassion for you, it makes it very difficult for that locker room to be galvanized, and it makes it really hard for free agents to come and be a part of something. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's their best player offensively, hands down. So you got a whole locker room full of people like, man, if he thinks that way of him, well, what's he going to think about me?
Right, and the thing that just is surprising, Ephraim, we're all expendable. Fox Sports Radio will be fine without the Odd Couple. I don't care. That doesn't stop Roger Goodell from making $48 million a year. You think the NFL is going to stop if he's not commissioner? Come on.
No.
But he gets paid. He's compensated. No. Like, the idea of it was very, very, like, cavalier. It was insulting.
And, you know, the thing, I tell the story quite often, but when I was a rookie in 98 and we had our rookie symposium, Chris Carter stood up there and said, hey, you know, the NFL doesn't need me, doesn't need you. Peyton Manning was in there. He was like, Peyton Manning, first pick in the draft. NFL doesn't need you. If you never play a down in the NFL will be fine. Now, Peyton Manning went on to be one of the all-time great quarterbacks, a couple Super Bowls. But he was absolutely right. If Peyton Manning would have never played one snap for the Indianapolis Colts or the Denver Broncos, the league would have continued. Fantasy football would have continued. You know, jersey sales would have continued the whole nine yards. So, you know, the sentiment is true, but you got to manage your team a little bit better than that.
Let me ask you this, Ephraim, before you go. There is a little bit of talk, or at least rumblings maybe, that if the Patriots don't have a good season, which I don't think they will, with Robert Kraft saying he's expecting number 7, meaning Super Bowl win number 7, that Bill Belichick could or should be on the hot seat. Where are you at on that?
Well, I mean, when you really look at it, after 6 Super Bowls, I don't know how or what you can do to be on a hot seat.
I agree. I'm with you.
I agree, too.
They don't want to be creatures at the moment. I mean, they have more than any other franchise. Like
none when Belichick.
They can part with him, but to say he's on the hot seat, you know what I mean? He's not going to be coach forever, but I don't really believe that they'll ever fire him, Ephraim. They'll come to a thing at some point and say, okay, we need to change, but fire him and say get out? I can't see that.
No, I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't believe that'll happen at all. And so, look, do they need to win? Of course. They need to keep pace in that division that they've been dominated in, or dominating in for so long. But, yeah, he's not going to be on the hot seat. It's Bill Belichick, man. Guess what? If they fired him, he'd be the hottest ticket on the market. If they gave John Gruden $100 million, what do you think Bill Belichick's worth on the open market?
He getting old too, though. I mean, he hadn't done much without Brady, and Brady's not walking through that door.
And what did John Gruden do?
I don't think he should get fired. But he's 72. Like, the oldest coach ever is like 73.
Right.
So, you know, I think you.
So, you know.
All right. That is our man, Ephraim Salaam. Great stuff as always, brother. Have a good night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all stay safe.
Yep, more I couple coming your way. And Team USA struggling. That's next. I couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Next hour, you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. So get your takes ready. You have about 30 to 40 seconds to do so. We, of course, are live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. More baseball. We got some games going on tonight. I've got the Dodgers minus 2.5 runs taking on the Oakland A's. That'll be in Los Angeles. I'm also going to take the Giants plus 1.5. They host Arizona up by the Bay. And I'm going to take, how about this, Chris? Kansas City plus 1.5 runs hosting the New York Metropolitan, especially after the trade today and how devastated they might be and all that kind of stuff. So my best bet again, Dodgers minus 2.5 runs hosting the A's, taking the Giants plus 1.5 at home against Arizona. And I'm going to go with Kansas City plus 1.5 at home taking on the Mets. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, speaking of betting on, a lot of people bet on Team USA. They were the heavy favorites.
And they would have lost.
Champions in the World Cup, the women's team, of course. And, yeah, they narrowly escaped with a tie against Portugal. Now, Team USA is ranked number one, Rob. Portugal's ranked number 21.
There's no way that should be a tie. No way.
Well, Team USA hasn't looked good so far. They did advance to the round of 16, but they haven't. They got one win and two ties.
Right.
Haven't played, certainly haven't been dominant. That's for sure. And haven't played particularly well. And after last night's game, Rob, which again was a tie, 0-0, and they did advance, but they were signing autographs with the fans and dancing amongst themselves. And Carly Lloyd, the former player for Team USA, who's now doing, you know, Fox commentary and broadcasting, was none too pleased. Here she is.
I have never witnessed, and just seeing these images for the first time right now on the desk, I have never witnessed something like that. There's a difference between being respectful of the fans and saying hello to your family, but to be dancing, to be smiling. I mean, the player of the match was that post. You're lucky to not be going home right now.
Chris, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I get where she's coming from. Because if you saw the clip, I mean, they did not look like a team that hasn't been playing well and that has been really one of the bigger disappointments thus far. Now, they did advance, but they just haven't been the dominant team we expected. But, Rob, I think it was relief. I think they knew that they were inches away from going home and that they were relieved and celebrating like new life. We know we haven't been playing well, but we have new life and we still got a chance to get this thing done. So I think that's where it came from.
She sounds like a stick in the mud to me. I mean, for real. Soccer, there are ties, Chris. In soccer, there are ties. All right, it wasn't a 20-0 win by the United States, But they didn't go home. You could sit there all you want and say, they could have been going. They didn't go home. They actually advanced, right? And, Chris, you talked about it. They're still in the running. They're the number one team. They could click and score 6 goals tomorrow or the next game or whatever it is. So I don't have any issue with the idea that they're supposed to mope around because they tied in a game. They did not lose. If they lost and they were dancing, Chris, then I would have a problem with it. I just don't have a problem with it.
If they lost and still were advancing, would you? And they were dancing.
And they would. If you lost, yeah, I don't see why I would celebrate dancing. But ties happen in soccer.
I think the mentality though is this: you're the number one seed. They were the 21st seed,
Chris.
I get it. A tie isn't a loss, but you're supposed to. You got a chance at winning this thing. And you guys need to realize you're not playing well. Like, I don't think she sounds like a stick in the mud. Again, maybe they were dancing from relief, which I get. But I do think, you know, I mean, if you take a top team in any baseball or basketball or whatever, and they beat a sorry team or tie a sorry team, if you can tie in a regular season, or if it was the playoffs and they advance, got taken 7 games by a bad team, and they're celebrating, you might think in the first round, and they need to get their stuff together. But, you know, we'll see. They do have life, Rob, and they can put all this behind them with a big win in this next round. So,
have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.